Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Ooh, hey, yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Screwball. Screwball.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bronchef, rest easy, KL Hostel.
Who is?
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball.
Who has? What's good, yo, Black Poet? Screwball Radio live from the motherfucking Matrix. Got my nigga King Eric on the motherfucking news. We Comic on the motherfucking sports. What's good, y'all? How y'all going? What's going on, man?
Hey, man, I'm blessed, man. First and foremost, I want to thank you guys for giving me the birthday shout-out this past week, man. Appreciate the love.
Yeah, yeah, man. Happy belated King Eric birthday. The birthday boy, I seen you with your motherfucking Burger King motherfucking crown on. Well, goody.
Man.
Yeah, we got a lot of shit going on, man. We got a lot of shit, man. Vaccines, fuck it. Oh, goddamn motherfucking, the Olympics is popping, you know. Simone Biles,
yeah.
That girl is crazy.
Yeah,
I don't
man,
know where Simone
get on, man. And people don't know what's going on with this, with the vaccines or whatever, because now you got these COVID cases popping up like popcorn everywhere.
Oh, yeah, man, they making niggas, take the motherfucking test if you're in the NFL shit. Right, Bomit?
Oh, he isn't on yet. He probably should. He should call in any time now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Me and Bomit was talking earlier. Yeah, we was talking about how the motherfuckers making the NFL players vaccinate or get fined and don't play. Them niggas ain't getting paid. I'm like,
damn.
Yo, that's a big check to be missing, kid.
Those endorsements, $40 million a year. Ooh, that's a game changer right there.
Hell yeah, my nigga, it's crazy, it's crazy. But some motherfucking Saturday night, motherfucker got hit the people with some fire for them niggas on the block. Whoever listened,
definitely, man.
We got some fire for y'all. We're gonna set it off with some fire.
A lot of fire, whole lot of fire, man. This joint here from DJ Muggs and Hologram called No Off Season, which is appropriate because we don't take no off season. We still working. Still putting out the quality music, the quality content. We stay getting busy.
Motherfucking right. Let's get it.
I keep the heat on me ironically because I'm so cold, nigga.
There's no off-season in this sport, that's what I was taught. And there's no rules, nigga, fuck what you thought. The shrooms might be kicking in now. I might get animated, feeling like ignoring of myself. A fan had made it. Black shades cover my eyelids, I'm full of surprises. You know what the vibe is. The whip's from 96 and it's metal. I step on the pedal, the block is getting hot like a kettle. No way I can settle. Smoke cloud with no rose petals. Yo, I'm smoking algae with the hoes and algebra with the bros. X equals Y, you got shot in the nose. Especially recklessly for ecstasy. Pills and money at the scene of the crime. It was on the news, I seen it at 9.
I keep the heat on me ironically cause I'm so cold, nigga. That's what I was told. I keep the heat on me ironically cause I'm so cold, nigga. That's what I was told.
Keep the strap and I'm down to scrap. I got an interesting arrest record, check my rap. The beat is fresh produce, the studio is Whole Foods. I'm riding in the old school, Holly got no rules. Infinite night theory, y'all quite scary. Black Vladimir and the black goat. About to be out on that note.
I keep the heat on me ironically cause I'm so cold, nigga. That's what I was told.
The heat on me ironically cause I'm so cold, nigga. That's what I was told. That's
what I was told. That's what I
was told. Yeah, that's that fire right
there. Yeah. Bomb it on the line. Yeah, yeah, I'm here.
Man, what's goody, bro?
Just some technical difficulties. The headset, but, you know, getting some sports news together.
It's crazy. It's crazy now, man. They doing niggas dirty with that vaccine, man.
Yeah, man. The coach of the Vikings refused to take the vaccine and was fired.
Wow. It's getting serious, man.
Yeah, Rick Dennison out as Minnesota's Vikings assistant after refusing to take the COVID-19 vaccine.
That's crazy, my nigga. Like, they want everybody to take this shit, but who's liable if something happens?
But
they don't say who's liable. You know, who's fucking liable if something happens to you after that shit?
Yeah, we talk about it all the time, but, you know, the whole thing is that, you know, even if you're vaccinated, you can still contract it. Look at all the Yankee players that contracted it after the All-Star break. You know, it was like five players.
Yeah, but what sense does it make the fucking, what sense does it make to get it if you still going to get it? So why take the fucking vaccine if you still going to get it?
You're not going to get deathly sick. You'll get sick, but you won't get deathly sick, you know, as compared to having it full-blown and then, you know.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that not, you know, they people's had it, but they went to the hospital. Never even had to go to the hospital, but they had it.
Yeah, you know, yeah, A.G. the Corner had it. Tragedy had it. A few people, few artists had it.
Yeah.
They were outspoken about it.
Dave Chappelle had it.
Yeah, so everybody don't go to the hospital, don't have to be hospitalized with it. So, I mean, it's still new. Everybody's going crazy about the vaccine, but I don't know. I'm on the fence with it, man.
Well, some niggas got bread, though, so they could prolong it anyway. They got
the whole thing is... if yeah, but check it out. If the stadium is telling you and you someone that goes to the stadium and they're telling you you don't have to be vaccinated, you know, whether you could be vaccinated or you don't have to be vaccinated. You don't have to show proof. You don't have to do nothing. And if they allowed those people in, why wouldn't a coach be allowed to say, I don't want to take it? Because he's nowhere around the people. You know, he's only around the players. You know, it's not like he's with the fans. He's not going to be by the fans. He's going to be on the field with the players. But
now, the whole thing is that since the league can't really regulate, make niggas take it, they leaving it up to the workplaces to enforce it. They want the workplaces to do the dirty work for them. NFL,
yeah, but look what they're doing.
Workplace.
Look what they're doing. If you got more than one person on your roster that has the COVID and it causes complications with the game, they're just going to forfeit the game, and you might have to pay a fine as a team, you know?
Yeah, that's going to force you to either forfeit all your games and fuck it, or get the goddamn vaccine. And that's one way they got to make motherfuckers do it, by making the private companies do it. Like, do that. Y'all got to do this to y'all employees. That the government,
yeah, because they're trying,
like, you know,
they're trying to do it with school. They're trying to do it with schools too. You know, they're trying to do it with schools where you got to get vaccinated. But if you have the choice, why are you forcing it on me? You gave me the choice, but now you're forcing it on me.
Yeah, man, it's a slippery slope. I just want
everybody
to be careful, man. Motherfuckers is back partying, back going out. Nobody got a mask on. You know, it's crazy, man. It's just like,
they scared to lift the mask. They scared to put the mask days back on because.
But look, right? So you know, shout out, you know, the Bucks. They won the championship and everything. But you know, when I was watching the game, they showed the people outside the stadium, and you don't see people wearing a mask, and they all bunched up together. You know, watching the game on the big screen, and you know,
like that shit is gone all of a sudden. A couple months ago, nigga, it was a fucking red alert going out. Y'all niggas is feeling that comfortable up to these places now just because they said, okay, you can do this all of a sudden now. Motherfuckers is sheep, yo, being led to the slaughter.
Yeah, it's just,
and they still being hush mouth about side effects. That's what's making people skeptical.
I just want to know, of you guys ever hear about who's life if something goes wrong with that shot?
No, because I think when you take the shot, I think you sign papers, right? I don't know. I ain't get the vaccine, so I don't really know. But, you know, I don't think you just go in and they give you a shot. I think you got sign paper.
Oh, man, they make you sign your fucking rights away?
I think so. I'm not
so
sure.
Somebody
don't
won't be
put
live.
Me on it.
That's fucked up. See, nah, yo. No. I take that shit when y'all niggas is going to take responsibility. Y'all motherfuckers don't want to take responsibility if this shit has some kind of effect on me. That's just on me.
Yeah, nah.
That's straight.
It's not good, man. You know, it's like, that's why, you know, I can't blame motherfuckers for not taking that shit, you know. And they trying to act like, you know, it's just a redneck one-tooth motherfuckers that's not taking it. Trump niggas, nah. A lot of motherfuckers is not taking that shit.
Yeah, you got people that are in the medical field that ain't taking it. You know, it's not just the people that's not taking it. You know, you got nurses, you got staff.
And they trying to make them take it. They trying to make them take it, make the hospitals and make them, all employees have to take it. But that's crazy because y'all going to make all employees take it, but the people coming in don't got to do nothing.
Especially if you can still get sick.
Yeah.
The argument is they probably say, well, you won't be on a ventilator. But I'm like, nobody want to catch it, period. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the best.
Yeah,
you
man,
know,
they scare motherfuckers. They trying to scare niggas in position too. I seen a motherfucker on the news, black motherfucker, young dude, and they asked him why you didn't take it before, and he's like, oh, I didn't want to take it. This is it. I wish I would have took it. You know, they're trying to scare niggas into taking. Like, look at home.
Yeah, my whole thing is
about.
Mask it up, man. If you're going to be in big places, mask it up, man. Just for your personal. Mask it up. Glove it up. Nothing wrong with it. You know?
Yeah, niggas act like this shit is gone just because the news said it's gone.
Yeah, mom.
If they ain't say it's gone,
nah, no.
They ain't never said it's gone.
No, it's not gone because there's two new variants. There's two new variants. There's the Delta variant, and then there's the, it's with a L something. Let me get that information for you in 2 minutes.
They wilding in Paris over the motherfucking, they rioting in Paris over the motherfucking mask shit, mask mandates. They was clashing with the police out there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because people are dumb, you know. But if you think about it, you wanna mask up, man. You wanna mask up.
I mean, that's what's going on.
Lambda. It was discovered in Texas.
Yeah, Lambda. The Lambda variant of COVID, and then you got the Delta variant of COVID. So, you know, how do I know that these aren't people that got the vaccine and got sick again, and then passed it along, and now it's giving up a different form of it. You know what I mean?
That's the whole thing. You don't know.
You don't know if that's the case, but me personally, I'm gonna wear a mask. I'm gonna wear gloves. You know, I'm still gonna keep my distance. If you look sweaty and hot, I'm definitely not going to be around you.
But they're trying to make it go like this, man. If you ain't got no mask, I mean, if you ain't got the shot, oh, you can't travel. You can't get on planes. They're trying to limit niggas what you could do. Don't got that shot, so it's going to force you to take them shots. If you don't got to take care of business, you got to fly around and do shit.
Yeah, think about it. Your new passport is going to recommend that is on there, I bet you.
Oh, no, you're going to have a separate passport just to show that you had that shot.
Well, yeah, they give you the card.
Yeah,
they give you the card anyway. Yeah, they give you the card anyway.
I can imagine the bullshit when you get overseas, though. Just imagine you land overseas, got a show to do that night, and they talking about, oh, you got to go fucking quarantine for a week. I got a show to do tonight. So that means you have to fucking get in town a week before your show.
Yeah.
And that's going to slow up shit, fuck up money, make niggas miss shows. Everything, yo, everything, unless you got to schedule shit out. You know you're going to be, you got a show to do in Paris on Friday. You got to be out there by Monday. So they can check you out and all that shit.
If your shit is on a Friday, you got to be there, what? Would they make you quarantine, 14 days quarantine? You have to be there 14 days before.
Look at that more, man. Who's going to do all that shit for us every show?
Yeah, you'd have to be there 2 weeks beforehand, before the show.
You know how much money you're going to need to be in town for fucking 2 weeks waiting to do that show? In a hotel somewhere? Who paid for that?
I mean, you could go around you could always go around doing in-stores and all of things like that up until the date.
It depends. It depends on that country's rules and what they're doing. That country might be on some lockdown shit. That country might be different than America. You know, this is going to be a bunch of bullshit.
That's how ASAP Rocky got caught up, because, you know, every country got different laws. They had that nigga captivity for a month.
That's because he went. They went and beat somebody up.
Really?
You know, that's why they held him, because he assaulted somebody. You know, but
yeah.
if he ain't assaulting nobody, he would have been fine. But because he's ASAP Rocky, you know, that's another reason.
And he's black out there. So you throw that ASAP Rocky shit out the window over there. You're just a nigga that hit somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
So they threw that motherfucker right in jail.
Yeah, definitely.
Jim,
yeah, that new joint. I see y'all played that new joint off that American Cheese album. You know, Hologram and DJ Muggs' new album. That's actually Mayhem Loren's brother. That's
oh,
his brother, works. Hologram. Yeah, yeah.
Got to hear some more shit from the homie.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that boy's
nasty. He's been on, like, all Mayhem albums. He's on all Mayhem albums. We played a couple joints with him featured on there. He's a, you know... They were the Outdoorsmen. I always talk about the Outdoorsmen. Shout out to the Outdoorsmen. Now, they still out there. They ain't together, but, you know, they used to make some ill shit for the hood, man. All them J-Love mixtapes.
Yeah, man, they did their thing for hip-hop.
Yeah,
speaking
definitely.
Speaking of hip-hop, we got to hear some more hip-hop right about now. I know niggas sick of zapping our guns.
Wow.
Sitting
no
with some
man.
Fire, my nigga.
Got some more fire coming for your way, man, from this joint here, from this cat named Rasheed Chappelle. It's called Reflection.
Yeah. Shout out Rasheed from Queens.
Uh-oh, Queens in the building. Let's get it. Fire right there. Like that one right there.
Yeah, shout out Rashid Chappelle. He just dropped a new album.
King Eric, the birthday boy, man. How old are you? Man, you got your cupcake? You got your cupcake with one candle in it?
I gotta pull the industry move and don't put my age out there. I gotta let people get.
Yeah, yeah. Otherwise, you won't even see the cupcake.
Like 12 years old.
You won't even see the cupcake.
He look like he's 12 years old, man, acting like he's an old nigga.
Nah, you know he got to put like 30-something candles on there. You won't even see the cake. You won't even see.
Yeah, I got it.
Old man Coolers right there.
Nigga talking about he can't tell how old he is.
Nigga.
But I'm just saying this, I mean, real age anyway. I'm a good 80s baby.
Facebook got your real age anyway, nigga. You know only women don't say their age. You know only women don't reveal their age. You know that, right? Only women don't reveal their age.
You know that industry.
Unless you're an old nasty nigga trying to get some young pussy, you ain't got no problem telling how old you
are. Yo, check this out. And this goes on to the segue right here. We all talk about old nasty. It's like he pulled a fucking R. Kelly, man.
Oh man, I don't want to hear about R. Kelly. R. Kelly shit. Some new R. Kelly shit.
It's bad.
Oh man. It's bad. It's I don't know if it's real. You don't heard too much shit about R. Kelly. Pump R. Kelly out.
Yeah.
I was R. Kelly when that nigga was pissing on little girls.
Yeah, but now they saying he pissed on two little boys.
Is that shit surprising?
Nope.
They said new allegations say R. Kelly victimized young boys, bribed Cook County court officials.
And where them niggas been at all this time? Why they ain't pop up to get their little check when he has some money?
Don't wait for the chocolate tax to roll out.
I know,
everybody
but
don't got all the money, so they can't get no more money from that nigga. It's over with.
Yeah, the funniest thing right now to me is Styles P and Jim Jones going at it back and forth because his versus thing going on.
Oh, man.
You got Jim Jones dressing like Ghostbusters, talking about he a Ghostbuster, you know. You got this guy on the other side going to Harlem trying to take over the Weatherman gig. It's gonna be a good one, man. It's gonna be a good one. And Cam ain't even talk about it. It's funny shit. Cam ain't even talk about it. And he's like, "Yo, I ain't gonna talk about it until you cut the check. You know, you cut the check, then I'm gonna talk about the verses." I thought that was funny.
Oh. Yeah, I ain't hear nothing. Cam got to say about nothing.
Yeah. Nah, he got the check though. He got the check. You probably gonna start hearing.
You can see a lot of posts. Cam is a funny dude anyway, you know. So you know he got to get his jokes in before this thing go down.
Oh yeah.
The only thing you can say about niggas is they from Yonkers, they ain't from the five boroughs, but them niggas is hard as hell. You know, the lock is the truth.
Yeah.
I ain't really front on them niggas, man. You know, when it comes to me. I like Lox over Dipset. I think they both dope, but when it comes to them lyrics, Come on, nigga. The locks. When it comes to the lyrics, definitely the locks. Dipset.
I said this
they
too.
Got dope songs. Jada. They make dope songs. Niggas are some fly niggas, you know. They represent New York how crazy.
But if Jada come out there with the ball, he's over.
What
you said?
They ain't
Jada
no lyrical
come out with
staff.
The ball, it's over for him.
No, what did Eric say? He said something.
Yeah, I said if Jada kids come out with the Baldy, it's over for Dipset.
Shit, don't
well, you know the
get,
funny?
The Baldy?
You know the nah, he got the little blowout now. It's funny, but
no, he don't. Jada got the little baby blowout. He said it's funny. That nigga like a
yeah,
mushroom,
but,
man.
You know. People think of the Locks and they think the Benjamins, but the Locks was out before the Benjamins, and the stuff that they was putting out before the Benjamins, they was monsters. You know, they had joints. They was going to Harlem doing songs with them. They were doing songs with Cam before they even had a deal. You know? Because, you know, they was the Warlocks at first. They were the Warlocks. Then they switched it up to the Locks, you know?
Oh, there's on some Warlock shit.
Yeah, they were called the Warlocks before they was the Locks. The Locks, I think they got that from, you know, Puffy, you know, making their name different. But they was originally the Warlocks. But, you know, Harlem is more about... you know, style and ranking on people and just being fresh and you know.
Get money. Harlem niggas get money, man. Some hustling niggas. Harlem is hustlers.
Yeah, but then you think right, you know, right up north, right up to Deegan, you know, you got Yonkers right there. You know, it's not too far from the Bronx. It's been like a 10-minute drive up to Deegan, you and Yonkers, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
them niggas ain't have to
over
it. I don't know if they had to go through shit niggas had to go through, like Giuliani. They didn't have to fuck with Giuliani and Pataki and them niggas.
I mean, Yonkers is still New York. It's still New York, so they still dealing with Pataki, but they're not dealing with Giuliani. But, you know, they still in the mix. They still out there, you know. But, you know, Yonkers is more about surviving, you know.
Yeah,
because
they on the
outskirts. Yeah, if you ever been to Yonkers, you know, it's not too much different than the Bronx, except there's a little couple more private houses in between buildings and all that. But, you know, for the most part, it's still poverty over there, you know. Ain't nothing different. Just might have a little more buildings. You might have more buildings than we do, but the same shit still going on. We still going to be talking about the same. You know,
it's like Long Island, it's like Long Island, so it's right there. They just ain't got no subway system and all that, but they part is right there. It's New York.
Yeah, they right there. Yeah. There ain't no Queens without it being on Long Island. You know what I'm saying? There ain't no Brooklyn without it being on Long Island. You know?
Yeah, Queensbridge is Long Island City.
Definitely. Definitely. But, you know, you got the Locks talking about doors. They spin around. You know, you got hidden doors in the house. And, you know, Dipset talking about the big chains and the cars. And you don't really hear the Locks talking about their cars and none of that. You know, they really just talking about either smoking, chilling, or just giving you the business with the bars, you know.
They all cool. Hardcore.
Yeah.
Cutthroat lyrics.
Hardcore bars.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, the Locks, none of the Locks would make a ballin'. Only Jim Jones could pull that off, you know? None of the Locks could do a ballin'. And none of the Dipset could do a motherfucking locked up. Like Styles P or Akon.
Yeah. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good one.
Santana's Town, that was a monster.
They ain't even battling, though. They're just going to be performing their songs.
Yeah. It's not no lyrical battle. It's just song for song, but.
When they gonna start that part up? When they gonna really get busy with the real battle?
But you know what's dope about it? About it being about them, is that Jim Jones' catalog alone is pretty big. Then you got Cam'ron's catalog, which is pretty big. And DeLox too. Santana got the one or two albums, but he's got hits. That's the bottom line, is that Santana put out hits.
All right, Dipset is officially three niggas. They got a million niggas, but Dipset is Cam'ron, Jim Jones, Santana,
and Freaky, but Freaky don't rhyme.
Right,
Freaky,
and Lox,
not a rapper.
Lox, you got Jada. Styles.
Chic,
yeah, boom. Yeah. So, out them three versus the Lox win that.
I tell you one thing, though. If they was to add another one, somebody else to, let's just say you put J.R. Ryder with the Diplomats, and then you put J. Hood over there with the Lox, I think that would be crazy, too. Because, J. Hood and Juelz kind of came up around the same time, and
Juelz banged out.
I think it would be better if it was like D-Block against the Diplomats, because hell, you got Hell-Rel, you got a lot of Diplomats. I don't know if they still Diplomats, but if you're going to do it right,
Shit, the Lox is deep. They got Rough Riders. Them niggas.
Yeah, but they...
This is going to do a million. It's going to do a million because I'm thinking they're going to go all out because number one is going to be in the Garden. And number two, I'm thinking they're going to bring surprises.
I'm just saying, they all... Jadakiss got solo albums. Style P got solo albums. Sheik Looch got solo albums. Sheik Looch got albums with Ghostface. Like their whole catalog is hip hop crazy. And then you got these guys. Diplomats is gonna be crazy too. They got a lot of heat. It's gonna be dope. I think it's gonna be the best versus. I think it's gonna be the most numbers.
So far the Primas are still number one.
DMX and Snoop was dope.
Gucci and Jeezy, just off the drama.
That one was alright. The Wu-Tang, Meth and Red was alright. That's like more of a show.
Now the Ghostface and the Raekwon was dope. That was a dope one. Ghost and Ray. Ghost and Ray was a dope one. The Method Man, Red Man was alright, but
it was more like a concert.
Yeah. That's because it started opening up when they started doing that. But I think. Think overall, they just had the Bobby Brown one. I don't know how well that one did. Bobby Brown and Keith Sweat, right?
Yeah, that was decent. It did decent numbers, actually. But I want to see first? I want to see M.O.P. versus Onyx.
M.O.P. and Onyx? Yeah, that would be a good one.
Yeah.
I guess so. M.O.P. versus Queens. Yeah. That's a dope one.
Yeah, I mean, you know. And even they new, even Onyx new shit is crazy. They still be working. They still drop consistently. Can't sleep on Onyx. They might not be on the radio, but they stay working. They stay on tour. They stay moving around. Matter of fact, I think they got a show coming up in August in Brooklyn.
But going through some music for a minute here, I want to play this joint here from Cocaine. He linked up with Kool Roski from the Fat Boys, and he put out this joint called Hush Little Baby.
Yeah, I saw that video. It's kind of cool. Tretch is in it.
Let's check that. Schoolboy Radio, live from the Matrix. Let's get it.
Ain't nothing wrong with different styles of music, but this is real hip-hop. Man, tell this little kid, man.
Hey, man, hip-hop is the freedom of expression, but you got to keep it in perspective. What we're going to do right now is show you how we do operate in hip-hop.
Man, you ready to learn? Come on, nephew. Let me show you some real hip-hop.
Hip hop, so fuck what you heard.
Hush little baby, don't say a word. This is real hip hop, so fuck what
hip-hop, fuck what you heard. Schoolboy Radio live from the Matrix, yo, that was dope, I like that too.
Yeah, I tell you one thing, that guy Cocaine, he be busy, he's always working.
Oh yeah, man, a lot of niggas is back working right now, I see a lot of niggas doing shows, tours. Those, you know, shenanigans. I don't see nobody going overseas yet. No. Niggas doing the American tours.
Yeah, definitely getting busy. Definitely getting busy. People definitely out there getting back to it. They just had a big show here in New York. Top Shelf Premium.
Oh, what's that shit you told me about to start? Some smokers shit. What's that shit?
Oh, the Rolling Loud? That just started yesterday. It's actually in Miami. It's for 3 days. Festival. Rolling Loud Festival.
So I know everything's been back. I know that shit that be happening in Texas, South by Southwest. All that shit is about to be back and all that.
Yeah, that's not till March, though. South by Southwest comes around in March. The you know, Hot 97 going to have the... you know, the summer jam.
We might be back in lockdown. We might be back in lockdown come March.
That's why they're trying to hurry to get it all out of the way.
I'm telling you, the way shit going, niggas going to be locked down again. One thing I know they ain't going to be going down, ain't no motherfucking checks going to be sent out. Niggas can forget about that shit.
Or a new stimmy? Yeah, nah, no new stimmy's going out.
Nah.
They didn't even want to give you $1,000.
Y'all niggas could forget about any new stimmy.
Yeah, the stimmies, they tapped out on the stimmies. You're going to have to figure it out.
Yeah, if they shut down shit again, oh, God. Niggas gonna be wilding in the streets. I don't think niggas can handle another shutdown. Niggas can't handle another shutdown in the same year.
Oh my God.
Not even in the same year. The following year, 2 years back to back shutdown? I don't know.
That's why they want to.
They already starting to fucking mask mandates. They already starting to make niggas put masks on again in California.
Yeah, but I know people that went out there and they're not even listening to those. You know, people still not wearing their masks.
I know, until the government say, fuck that. Oh, yeah, unvaccinated motherfuckers is the problem. They're going to start focusing on us.
Yeah, but the funny thing is that if we're not out there, how could it be us? If you're not really out there, in society, you know, for you to be spreading it, how could it be us? It's got to be the people that is back.
It's a lot of niggas out there spreading it that ain't staying in the crib. That ain't
That's
following
true.
Like how we are, you know. I mean unvaccinated.
Yeah.
Make me feel kind of foul. Like, I ain't vaccinated. Make me feel like... Damn, nigga, you got something.
it's a guilt shaming thing.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you ain't got your shot?
They want to guilt shame people.
I can't talk to you. You ain't got your shot?
Yeah, but check it out. You know what's going to be my thing is, all right, it worked for you, but I'm not sure it's going to work for me. So you could try to shame me all you want, but I know I don't got that shit. Every time I go to, you know, get my test and it come back negative, that tells me I ain't got the shit. So you can believe what you want because I'm still getting tested. I'm still going out there getting tested. I'm still making sure that I'm healthy. But just because you tell me I got to get it, that don't mean I got to get it because I could still go check myself every month and make sure that I'm good without getting it, without getting
the
vaccine.
Yeah, they should have some shit like that. At least motherfuckers that don't want to take a test, at least get confirmation if you got it or not.
Yeah, they do. They you're supposed to show a negative test result. But the thing with a negative test result is that it could show negative today, and then in 7 days you could have a positive sign. So with the vaccine, they give you the shot, and you could still catch it in a couple of days after getting the vaccine. So, you know.
It's crazy, my nigga.
It's a slippery slope. But they want to use the unvaccinated people as a scapegoat because they said that in the news. They said 99%.
Yeah, they're saying 99% of all the new cases and deaths are unvaccinated people. I can believe that. But what I don't, I want to know is ages. They're trying to say they're getting younger and younger. And it's black and brown, mostly. It's crazy, though, man.
We got to play some music. People out there listening, man, if y'all listening, just protect yourself, man.
Mask up.
It's crazy.
Mask up, man, for yourself, for your fucking, your family. And if you're going out.
Mask up.
If you're one of them people going out partying, if you're going out partying, like, you know what I'm saying, this shit wasn't just popping 5 months ago. I don't know. You gotta rethink shit, homie. Yeah.
If you're going to go out. And you, let's say you go out and you party tonight, you know, in a couple of days, go get yourself checked out, you know?
Yeah, man, this culture about this vaccine shit, it shouldn't have never been a question, tell you the truth. But once they put it in the air, it's over. You know, y'all rushing it through. People are dying from it. A nurse dropped right on public television right after she took that shit. She dropped. And y'all want me to put this to the
news?
Yeah, and you know, then you got all the people that took the other Johnson and Johnson, and you know they had complications with that brand. You know, there's like three brands out there that they giving out, and people against Johnson & Johnson.
Then somebody took it and found out all it was just saline. It wasn't even the vaccine. It was just a da-da-da-da. How y'all doing that?
Wow.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But going on to some
that's
news,
super crazy.
I got a point here from terminology, Clifton Weston. And this cat named Amadeus 360, and it's called Dead Rap.
Yeah, Amadeus, he does the Boom Bap show on Sirius XM. He's an all-around guy, man. He's a solid hip-hop dude, man.
But that shit rides.
Right now, I'm just channeling the souls of the dead rappers, channeling the souls of the dead rappers, channeling the souls of the dead rappers. I'm just channeling the souls of the dead rappers. 187 killer rapper like I'm Eazy-E on the cover with my shotty like the OG 40 OZ, spill it for the dead. I said rest in peace, pumpkin head. I'm Big Papa with the Coogi on, Kobe Bryant on the court with some new LeBron. Baton for my lady friend. She dipped down and designed it down to the thong. I like it raw like old dirty. Yeah, tryna hustle up a half a mil. Yeah, nip hustle with the grind, no. Yeah, it ain't a sprint, it's a marathon. Yeah. 5 foot of life, fight with a knife. Yeah. Don't fuck around and lose playing with your life.
With your life.
Rest in peace, Sean Price, my brother was nice.
Oh.
Look at these rappers now when we nothing alike.
No.
I'm just channeling the souls of the dead rappers. Channeling the souls of the dead rappers. Channeling the souls of the dead rappers. I'm just channeling the souls of the dead rappers.
I'm just channeling the souls of the dead rappers. Channeling the souls of the dead rappers. I'm just channeling the souls of the dead rappers. Channeling the souls of the dead rappers. To all the killers and the $100 billers. For real, niggas who ain't got no feeling.
No
pushing the leg bubble. The peak double. Bandana P, we still love you.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. to Nick Blick. Nick Blick. Pop Smoke, I'm on my BK shit.
Uh-huh.
No one does it like y'all or like I.
No.
One love to the Lord's boys of Freaky Tie. We lost too many from the shy.
From the
name one by one, so I'ma say all of y'all. MC Trouble and Apache. Mac Dre from the Bay, let's get hypey.
Come on.
See, on my shoulders with a stripe leg. Right handed guard like Nipsey.
Neighborhood.
Big and Sean Price Ghost.
Ghost.
Deuces from your four. Smoke. I'm just channeling the souls of the dead rappers. Channeling the souls of the dead rappers. I'm just channeling the souls of the dead rappers. Channeling the souls of the dead rappers.
I'm just channeling the souls of the dead rappers. Channeling the souls of the dead rappers. I'm just channeling the souls of the dead rappers. Channeling the souls. Underground king like a pimp seat. Rockin' Tim Dog, hoodie, Nefertiti piece. Overweight lover, I got heavy D. Slim soldier with the toaster, that's my pedigree. Puff a big L with Fatal Hussein and Yaki. If heaven didn't have a ghetto, where would Pac be? Where would I be? If they ain't paid the weight. If we ain't rep Bucktown, what would Biggie say? Like the jungle, burn the bundle for the homie stack. Middle finger, fuck 12, annoy you phony cat with a fuck Tony at Trouble T. My cup of tea, bar fight, rumbling at the tunnel with my BNC. Yeah, only God can create stars. Smoke weed every day, bitch, I'm Nate Dogg. Bitch, I hate hard, I can see through you. 100 proof, I'm the truth, rest in peace, guru. I'm just channeling the souls of the dead rappers. Channeling the souls of the dead rappers. I'm just channeling the souls of the dead rappers. Channeling the souls.
Rest in peace, Black Rob. DMX. Shock G. Malik B. Ecstasy. Doom. Prince Marky D. R.I.P.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like that one too. That's fire, man. So we got a fire coming out of here, man. Schoolboy Radio, my nigga. Tap in.
It's already no. We about to end this show on a high note. First of all, ask up, wash your ass, and tune in to the anniversary show tomorrow night of Off the Cuff Radio. 7-year anniversary going down.
Let's get it, man. Hit them with some fire. We out of here. Schoolboy Radio till next week, Jaggers.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
We working around the clock, you know what I'm saying? It's time to do this shit, man.
Yeah.
Twist the gut shit.
Uh-huh.
Milano.
Yeah.
Milano medallions, we the majesties. Nothing but Nautica, Air Tech, Agassiz. Puffin' on ganja with haircuts with family. It's like camping with Christian Dior canopies. Colorful canvases, I plan to exist to stand the test of time. Check the rhyme, meet the manuscript. I'm on my underground tape shit. My fan base straight out the zoo, we going ape shit. Overtime, my working hours can overlap. My flow is like a difficult pose upon the yoga mat. Here's some pressure applied, cause what I want, it doesn't come from the sky. I was built for the task, it was written with political aim. That the silhouette of the culture was my physical frame. The prototype, nostalgic, photo type. Computer code combination to the soul on ice. If niggas steal from us once, they getting stolen twice. Fuck around and get an invoice for promo price. You know the status, kid. Asiatic gold, Lazarus swinging. A legend all his life is the narrative light. One for the money. Two for them high-ass bills that come every month. And ain't no running from it. From Fresno to Manhattan, we came to restore some order to this shit, cause most of y'all need to be band rapping.
Are you checking out DJ N-U-T-T?
Milano.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I'm in a mean sedan, color V8 in the can. Keep making these bands. C4 ass cans gon' blow off your hands. Let you know in advance. Bow and arrow in the bag, nigga, home for my rack. I'm going live at 7. Fly biometrics, more than 9 invested. Scientists impressive, killer messenger, professional shit. 5-star general, remember who this. It's just a higher army, they spying on me. Saint Peace, a giant army. Fly McCartney, I'm looking godly. Palm Springs, Hawaiian silk, classic Bonneville, niggas know Milano's real. My thoughts to kill at the gala event. Bag Emperor, Scorpion King, with a treasure chest. Rockin' Megadeth, shoulda wore a better vest. Belichick, Constantine, always in his element. In every set, I'm spittin' sapphires. Niggas wild on the block, they keep the Mac by him. On your ass, make a riot like Sonny Carson. Years of solitary, I think niggas lost it.
Are you checking out DJ NUT?